And it's time now for our morning conversation. And let's bring in Four City Schools Superintendent Darwin Lehman. Of course, the school board had a meeting last night. Good morning, Darwin.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. And you had the your regular monthly board meeting last night. And it's kind of hard to believe, but we're rapidly approaching the end of the school year.
Boy, it gets here faster and faster every year, John. So, yeah, just a couple of events that maybe we just want to bring people out there to their awareness. May 14th is baccalaureate at 3 p.m. at St. John's. May 17th at 6 o'clock is our Forest City Education Foundation Senior Awards. Last day for students is May 26th with 11 o'clock, 11:10 dismissal. Graduation at 1 o'clock on May 21st, along that line. So some end-of-the-year activities there. Probably, John, this kind of leads into that as we're wrapping up the year. Probably a couple things we need to recognize is the top of Iowa Conference golf. Sure. Boys got second place. Ty Dillavu was runner-up. Jack Harms was third. Tommy Miller, eighth. The girls played seventh down in Eagle Grove yesterday. Showed improvement all year. And then our boys and girls track were top of Iowa Conference champs this year.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. Also, too, talk about, I know you had a big art show as well.
We did. We had the top of Iowa Conference art show. We have that at Waldorf. We're real appreciative that Waldorf hosts that. But we had a number of participants that took home a number of places. Brooke Olson, first place, and Oil Pastels. We had Olivia Eastfold that got a first place. Emma Candelaria Vasquez got a first place. Autumn Sheldahl got a first place. Riley Reed, first place. Melissa Osborne, two second places. Alyssa Newby, third place. Riley Reed, third place. Carissa Osborne had an honorable mention. Emma Candelaria Vasquez had an honorable mention. Grace Osterkamp had an honorable mention. Riley Reed had an honorable mention. And then best of show voted by students was Emma Candelaria Vasquez for acrylic painting. And so congrats to those students and appreciate the work Bridget Farley, our art teacher, puts into that.
That's a lot of hard work and a lot of effort goes into that. I know, too, one of the big things that Forest City does, you have the Forest City Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about the nominations.
Yeah, so we accept nominations. That's open a little over a month, and then we have a committee made up of past employees, current employees that get together. And this year, we have another outstanding group, Dave Bartlett, a longtime serving board member, John Thibodeau, longtime teacher, and then Steve Kappas, who's been a longtime teacher for us, have been nominated and accepted. And so this fall, as we kick off the school year, we'll induct them into the Forest City Community School District Hall of Fame.
And those folks are all very worthy of that honor. And it's quite an honor to be named to the Hall of Fame. It really covers a lot of ground.
It really is. You know, that's one of the neat things that our school district has done well beyond my time here. And it's just a great way to honor those that have valued education and continued to give back to staff, students, and our community.
And there's another important group that we want to recognize, and that is all the good folks on the school board that donate a lot of time to help the school district run smoothly.
Well, you hit it on the nose. Our school board members, that's a volunteer position. They give a lot of time to focus on our students, our staff, and the community. And so I think if it's all right, I'd just like to read off their names. Gary Ludwig is president, Keila Buffington, vice president, Beth Klaus, Eric England, David Reese, Kim Severson, and Troy Townsend. So if you happen to run into them, say thanks for serving, and we're greatly appreciative of all the time that they give.
And that's not always, maybe not always the most fun job to have, but it's nice to have some dedicated folks that can take on that task.
It sure is, John, and I'm probably a little biased, but it's a chance to give to the greatest resource we have in the state of Iowa, and that's our kids.
Well, Darwin, I do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And again, if you could just run down that end-of-the-year schedule one more time.
Yeah, I would be glad to. We have our baccalaureate May 14th at 3 p.m. at St. James. Forest City Education Foundation Senior Awards, May 17th at 6 p.m. at the Bowman. May 21st at 1 p.m. is graduation. Last day of school is May 26th with 11 and 11:10 dismissal. So it's gotten here quick again, John.
It seems like it happens every year just a little bit quicker. So, but it's nice.
Sure does.
It certainly is a nice feeling to wrap up the year, and especially best wishes to all of the graduating seniors this year as they get set to get going on that next chapter of their lives.
Yeah, we're excited for them. Appreciate everything that they've given to our school district.
Well, Darwin, I do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today. And we've been visiting with Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman on our morning conversation on KIW.